And what about a travelling day?
Well, usually I'm travelling from here into London, and that involves, can be quite an early start. And so it's the same sort of routine to do with my insulin, but my sugars can or do have a tendency to go very high in the mornings if the journey hasn't gone well, or if I've got a very stressful meeting or something that, you know, I'm going somewhere I haven't been before. I find that quite stressful from a visual impairment point of view. And so I quite often just have to do insulin to bring my sugars down and not really bother with lunch. And then the same for the train coming home. Yeah, that's the only difference really in terms of the insulin I take. It's my sugars tend to be higher on those days.
Do you need to have emergency rations with you?
I always carry glucose on me and some biscuits.
What have been the main changes in technology that you've seen over the time you've had diabetes?
The blood monitoring equipment is very good. I've just received a new one which only takes 5 seconds to measure your blood. I've got all sorts of equipment so I can do diabetes management software on my computer. So from the monitor, you know, it can give you graphs of various descriptions to see how your diabetes, you know, the patterns of your blood sugars and what have you. So I think that's been a huge change. Obviously, there's also been a huge change in the delivery of insulin. I used to have to, you know, as a child, there always seemed to be pans of things boiling to keep syringes and needles clean. And whereas now, one of the things I learned on the course was that I should change my needle far more than I do, and I still don't do it enough because I was brought up that needles were these really, you know, scarce things that you used about 5 needles a year, and you just circulated them round, sort of boiling them all the time. And I was using a far too bigger needle, apparently, when I got on the course, and I'm now using a much finer one. And, you know, I said I changed them when I changed the insulin cartridge, and this sort of shocked everybody because apparently you can change them every time if you want. But I still have, because then I had to buy them. The only time you, at first, when you got needles, the sort of new plastic things, you had to buy them, and it was only when they changed the law so that junkies could get needles if they had HIV and things, that we got needles free as well. So it's, in my life, it's been relatively new to be able to sort of be so free with needles. So anyway, that's been a big change. But the actual syringes, these pens, are very, very different from the old way of drawing up. It makes actually quite a big difference in your life, because I can be in a restaurant, I don't even have to go to the loo to do an injection. They're so small and discreet, you can even do it through your clothes if you have to. And that's a huge difference from sort of, you know, knocking a glass and metal syringe to get the air bubbles out, etc.